Stacey, you're on?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thank you. And it's Bob. Yes. Bob Walsh is on. All right, super. All right, guys. If you will, let me call the special board meeting to order on this 30 December at, what are we at, 17:33. And as you guys know, published the agenda for this particular meeting. As always, let us begin with a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, guys. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? I got a
second.
Discussion on the special board agenda. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Passed. Wonderful. All right, guys. We don't have any special guests or committee members in the room here. I will go to item two, public comment. Public comment. Commandant, is there anybody else on Zoom, or do we have anyone from the public?
It's just Patty Hammershaw.
All right. Miss Patty, do you have anything to say during the public comment period?
He's just listening.
Oh, she's just listening? Okay. All right. Very well. Anyone else on public? Is that because we're not moving?
Correct.
Okay. I was almost thinking. You know what I was thinking? All right. So public comment period is now closed. With none. Very well. All right, guys, we're going to go to item number three on this agenda. Let me open up with a couple of comments, and we will then get right to Pat and our reason for meeting. So as you guys are all aware that we are currently in what I guess we'll call the hybrid pause plan. Pat sent out a document, actually an email to us all just a bit ago, talking about what he believes we ought to be doing and some of the thoughts and, quite frankly, concerned about what's been going on. Our purpose this evening really is to talk about one thing. What do we do when the pause is supposedly officially ending on the, I'm going to say the 8th, and what we look like when we return to what we return on the 11th. You guys are all very familiar with my sort of point of view, where I believe we need to be. I've been pretty clear. I think many of you share the same position that, you know, getting our kids back into this building and getting us back into doing this stuff is important, really important. And just as a maybe a side note, and then I'll let Pat take over. We've got a number of kids that come to the school that are at my church. And just this past Sunday, one of the moms came over to me, and she just looked at me and shook her head and said, "It's not working. This online stuff, my boys are not doing well. We got to do something different." And she was just looking me right in the eye. And I said, I know, we know, this is very difficult. So we all know this is not a good substitute for what we do here at this school, what we've been known to do very, very well, which is being with our cadets and getting them moving forward. So with that, pardon me, Pat, I just got a text. Looks like Jim Berg is trying to get in. Hang on here. Guys, give me a pause. I'm texting Jim.
I don't see him on here.
All right. and just send him a text back and see if we can get him there. Maybe what I can do, guys. I apologize. Let me see if I can. Let me do this. Hey, Jim. Scott here. Can you hear me? All right, tell you what, I just put my phone on right in front of me, and if you want to do the meeting via phone, does that work?
That works, that's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, so Jim Bird, guys, is with me, listen to me. He's on the phone here in front, so let me get him on. All right, wonderful. All right, guys, so with that said, those are my opening comments. You saw my email. We really have kind of these three or four options. We've got two votes to take. The first is, what do we look like on January 11th? And the second, of course, is allowing Pat to go into a, what do we call that, refit for that January time period. And I think that those are really going to be the only two votes this evening. So with that said, Pat, to you.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Just to read through it, of course, when Governor Carney asked schools to pause for hybrid learning in early December, we presented a modified hybrid schedule. It allowed all school community members to choose their workplace setting during the period outlined by the governor. This period of pause was from Monday, December 14th, and it concludes Friday, January the 8th. We've already completed 6 out of the 10 days. The pause schedule will continue when we return to school on Monday, January 4th, and be completed that Thursday. During the schedule, this time spent included learning and provide opportunity for cadets to redo and recruit past assignments. We did average the same number of cadets per day that we saw during our hybrid schedule. But again, some of those were duplicates because we invited struggling cadets and, of course, cadet leadership to attend every day. It was successful from talking to the staff that was in attendance. But for the short term, it's successful. It's unattainable to go any further in this than the 7th of January. And so, you know, it is intended for us, through the governor's guidance, that we will continue back to our normal hybrid schedule on Monday, January 11th. And we feel it's necessary to go ahead and return to that. And again, one of that, we started to see a drop off of cadets as the Thanksgiving holiday approached. So hopefully with the holidays now over, we'll see some of our cadets coming back. So get our numbers up. So just, I'm recommending pretty much what the governor has asked for the beginning, and so that on January 11th, we return back to where we were.
Right, and when we return back to what we were, that's our original hybrid, that's the AD model.
Correct.
And so on and so forth. So well, let's take it one at a time. We're gonna talk about that issue first. Let me go to Zoom and see if there are any additional comments. Quite frankly, maybe I ought to ask Stacy, what do you think? Any comments, ma'am, from you on this issue?
No, thank you.
Okay, very well. All right, let me kind of whip around the Zoom. Anybody with some thoughts or concerns? Leslie, anything there?
I guess my only question is, do we think the cadets who are struggling, did some take advantage of the time? I mean, that was really what was meant kind of to recoup. Do we think that helped them?
Yes.
Good.
So, Leslie, if I heard that correctly, the question was, during this pause that we allowed some of the kids that were struggling, was it helpful? Was that the question?
Yeah, I just, because certainly that's one, you know, is the idea that what do you need, what are you using this time for? And it was more for some of the cadets who were struggling to make up, recoup, things like that. Yeah. And certainly I'm glad that they took advantage of it and hopefully you know, I don't know if, you know, obviously we know we have a percentage of the cadet population who is, you know, not, I think, not passing. And ideally, you know, maybe this time would allow them to kind of, you know, catch up and maybe improve those numbers. So if they did, that's great.
Okay, super. Anyone else on Zoom, PW?
I guess, Pat, my question would be the reason why you'd suggest to go back to hybrid. My main concern with the pause plan was the lack of live instruction. Is that kind of one of the reasons why you're suggesting going back to hybrid, or can you elaborate on that a little bit? That the academic part was my main concern.
So the reason I put together the pause plan was based on the governor's guidance. So that in his guidance ends on January 8th.
So that's why I felt it necessary to go back to our original plan.
Okay.
And Verity, to follow on, was there or is there additional thought about what the live instruction piece?
I just remember at the last meeting at one point I asked if any classes are done live, and the answer was no over these last 2 weeks, or the last week and then this coming week. And that was my main concern with the pause plan. I would like for as much live instruction and in-person instruction as possible. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And certainly returning to hybrid gets us there. So, yes, ma'am. Good point. Anyone else on Zoom, Chris?
No, I'm good with the idea of getting the kids back in the classroom.
Okay. Wonderful. Katie?
I definitely think that the pause plan, I don't know, I don't think as many cadets took advantage of the opportunities as I thought they would. So I guess if it's between the pause plan and the hybrid, if those are the only two options, then I would probably choose the hybrid. From my perspective, there weren't a lot of kids who were signing on to revise and check in. So I think in person definitely helps reach more cadets.
Well, there's no question, Katie, from, again, we all are coming fast to the conclusion that kids signing in, our seniors getting jobs, got to get these folks back in the building, and the faster we do it, the less, quite frankly, the less lost ground we're going to have to make up come the springtime. I think I got everybody else on Zoom. Jim, on the phone, any thoughts, sir? All right. I don't know if you guys heard him. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, from Jim Burr. Okay, so one caveat. This does not take into consideration, guys, obviously, that the governor next week comes out and says, we've got too many cases, and he obviously shuts down the schools. But as I've said in some traffic to you all, if he continues to give districts the choice, this is us making our choice. We're moving forward. So, if I may, can I have a motion to move us on this first part? Let me put it this way. How about a motion to return our hybrid model January 11th?
Motion.
All right, I've got the motion. Do I have a second? Reggie, second. Wonderful. Any further discussion on the motion before us? Good. Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Gotcha, Jim. Any abstentions? Any noes? Pass. Wonderful. Okay. Item two. Pat, let's start talking about the stand down, if you would, sir.
So during our discussions in December, especially during the week, the 14th, 15th, 16th, started discussing some, you know, we're starting to see things. We're starting to, first, I started concerned about, you know, the vaccine coming out. First, what happens if we reopen fully with, say, April 1st? What's that going to look like? And we started assessing everything we've lost since March 13th that we usually do. And that led us down questioning things. So we decided that to have a meeting to start discussing with the staff that was present, you know, what are some problems that we're going to foreseeing? And again, it was staff run, staff led. All the admin, we all stepped out of the room. We let them come up with a list of problems that they foresee or that defining problems that we have. And we realized that we have a lot of ground to overcome. And so we're going to start working on solutions. We're never going to get that done in 2 days. Also, as you can imagine, since March 3rd, we've thrown 4 different plans at our staff, and it's burning them out. And so, quite frankly, we...
You got it. It went dark here again, hey guys. There it is.
We have come up with the, you know, thoughts that we need to, and based on the problem that came up, and the staff was like, look, if we're going to do this hybrid schedule for the remainder of the year, let's pick one plan and just go with it regardless of what occurs. So that's another thing that we're going to start discussing before we begin the second semester. Because, and also, you know, we have identified weaknesses. As you know, any type of resistance you get does show things that you need to fix. So we're going to start taking the time and reflecting on our past 5 years. We've got still people that were here for the first few years, but we've had some turnover in staff. And we really want to start looking at, you know, who we are, or, you know, look at our mission and purpose and building along that line and to stay true to who we are, what we created at the school early on. So we got a lot of things to overcome. And it's just, this whole event is just, you know, I feel bad for the staff because it is extremely hard on them, especially when you're asking them to teach cadets in school and at home at the same time. And then the ones at home, they're disconnected. They're either not checking in or they are checking in, but they're just there on the screen. So it's just, it doesn't work. Our failure rate shows that. Failure rate across the nation shows that. So we need, as a staff, we need to sit down. We need to discuss some of these things. We need to get our teachers, give us input, give us direction. Again, all of this is going to be led by them. We're going to give the guidance, but they're going to go ahead and help us come up with our solutions, or come up with our solutions and steps we need to go forward. So, and that's basically what it is. So we had midterm scheduled for that week after the Martin Luther King holiday. We're off school Monday, and we have decided early on that we're not going to do midterms except for some of our advanced classes. But so what we're going to do is we'll get the cadets off before we get that second semester, and those 4 days will be spent with the staff in person, breaking down some of these issues we have, some of the weaknesses, finding solutions, and working towards strengthening our program. Because one of the things that we don't want to happen, you know, we went into this, we struggled. There's a lot of challenges in front of us, but we want to make sure we come out of it stronger than we were before we went in.
Let me go to a couple of questions from my point of view. Pat, tell me a little bit about the actual midterms and testing and sort of DOE, in the sense of, have we gotten any kind of indication from the Department of Education about, are we doing pass-fail? Are other schools not giving midterms? How does that equate, particularly for seniors, applications for colleges, kids who want to transfer in, kids who are transferring to other schools? I mean, how does that all play out?
Well, last time I had a discussion with down at DOE, they talked about they're starting to work at retention policies and grading policies because everything has changed.
Yeah.
I, you know, it's good what they come up with. Hopefully that our staff can come up with, I'd prefer our staff come up with our own here at school. Because we know our cadets and we know what they need and how we can help them. You know, it depends. Like I said, we're talking about college and that. The AP courses and the dual enrollment, our intent is still to give them what they need, just as part of the class and what's expected in there. But with everybody else and the way things were going, we felt that this might, we could look at it like, hey, this might be a boost on your grade, but it also most likely will go the other direction and take them down further.
Yeah, no question. It's a double-edged sword.
Yes.
All right, let me see if there's some additional questions. So as I understand it, Pat, we're going into what was normally scheduled for our midterm exams is actually going to be an in-service number of days with our staff, the teachers in school, looking at and preparing for a couple of different things.
Correct.
First, we're going to be preparing for or looking at what just happened over the last many months under COVID. Two, we're going to look at what we need to do to be ready to open full time. And this will all be under the context of when we started the school, what was our mission?
Correct. And we want to make sure that we're taking those steps and looking at the things we've been doing and almost like re-examining our culture of the school. And, you know, and because we've had that change and we need to take a deeper look at it. And so, like I said, I've been putting a lot of stuff together and reading on it and we're building on that. And so we're going to sit down and we're going to hash it out and let the staff come up with what their values and beliefs are for the school related to our mission and purpose. Because our mission and purpose doesn't change.
Correct. All right. Let me go to the room. Reg,
there won't be any students out.
Yes.
Correct.
So that's something that's new.
It is new, and that's why we got to take a vote. Thank you. One of the reasons we got to vote on this is because it does change our submitted schedule calendar, if you will, to the Department of Education. So we've got to take an official action authorizing Pat and leadership to turn those into in-service days. Then I guess you're going to have to fill out paperwork or something and send it up to DOE or I don't know.
No, all the minutes have been waived for this year.
Okay, they have?
That requirement is
all right. So we're simply endorsing and providing feedback saying, yes, we're going to do this. Kids will be out of the building. The staff, teachers will be here working on what that was talking about.
So are the kids going to make those days up or not?
Great question.
No.
Don't know.
No.
All right, so tell me about... So staying on that, tell me about days lost and is that getting back to DOE sort of attendance policies and what's going to happen at the end of the year and supposedly, right, 183 educational days and all that sort of stuff?
It's by minutes.
Okay.
No, that's already been waived.
So the minutes have been waived. So what that sounds like is their DOE is not going to be holding any school under their jurisdiction, not the privates, but certainly charters and publics, so those days lost. Now, Pat, let me ask, that doesn't keep us that if we need to stay in or we want to stay in to June 10th or 12th or 15th, that based on the needs, we can do that, correct? If we want to stay longer than what was originally scheduled as the end of our school year, for whatever reason, I'm not saying we would, but for whatever reason, if we wanted to capture some additional days or we needed days for testing, we can do that. Is that correct?
They're already built into the schedule, yes.
Okay, well, that's true.
There was two extra days.
All right, good point. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, my question is, are you taking more away from the kids?
That's a good thought, Reggie. The problem is, though, is you're right, and we all identify that. But I'm worried about our teachers and what's starting to be the mental and emotional drain on them, because this, in doing both the way this is, even when we're doing just virtual, it's just it's all brand new, and it's a tremendous strain on them to plan. They're almost like doing multiple planning where they have in the past. So actually their work has doubled in their previous experience, and they're doing something new. And my question right now is, if we take care of the teachers and get them in a place where we're all set with that same mindset going forward, then we'll be stronger in the second semester. Whereas if we stay the current course and keep struggling along and reacting as we've been, we might not go as far the second semester as we could. So what we're doing is we're just taking a step back, because we're reacting to everything right now. You know, something happens, we react, something happens, we react. And it's just, it's having a drain on them. And we're talking about technically 4 half days, which technically is 2 school days. So do I think, yes, the cadets won't be in school? Do I think it'll have a negative impact in the long term? No, not at all. Maybe that week, but they'll be in the next week. And then we can start strong for the second semester. I really feel it's needed. And we feel it's needed because we discussed this.
Okay. Jim, anything from you, sir, on the phone? Let me go to Zoom. Guys, looking for additional comments, questions to Pat. Let me start out. Chris, anything?
No, sir, I'm good.
Roger. Hans?
No, I know it's been really tough, and you guys have done a great job, you know, compensating as best you can. And during that stand down period, if we do approve it, which I think we will, it sounds like, I would also just plan on, you know, being stuck not in person and on the hybrid for the rest of the year. Not, you know, you might want to just contingency not returning on April 1st as well as part of your planning. But thanks. You guys have done a great job, you know, the staff, and just appreciate how hard you guys worked to try to train the cadets as best you can.
Super. Thank you. Anyone else on Zoom? Ms. Stacy, how are you? Any additional comments?
No, I'll defer to Pat. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, guys. Anything else on Zoom?
I think the only other question I had is do we feel like the parents think that we're doing a good job as to what they signed up for as you know, what, especially the ones who've been here multiple years? I don't know what kind of feedback, you know, we're getting from them or anything like that. If there's anything that could give us a nugget of anything that, you know, that might be a good survey to do at some point, you know, this year, if that's possible.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Just on this, on what I received at church on Sunday, obviously very telling, at least from that parent, about the online experience. And I think we're all there and we all get it. It's just, it ain't working. So the question then becomes, is there a point where maybe we go back in the field and do a survey and ask moms and dads, okay, what do you think of so far, what do you want? That might be a discussion to have. We've got our January board. Are you thinking something before that? Or maybe we'd go back in the field, do a quick survey in late January?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's good timing. Again, and you know, and be open about it. Like, you know, did what were their, you know, specific, actually, what were their struggles? Was it they didn't like the learning, or their kids were distracted by other things? Like, I think there's a lot of elements out there that really could drive, you know, the cadets not being engaged. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with the work. There's a lot of other things that distract them when they're at home. So I think it would be good to understand that and see if they, you know, again, have any feedback that, of anything that we could do differently. It'd just be good to hear them. But right, January, fine.
All right, well, let's make sure that gets on the agenda. In fact, I happen to have the January agenda. I will up and put that on there under your heading for potential survey.
All right, sounds good.
Cool. All right, anything else on Zoom?
Hey, Pat, I got a quick question for you. For the week of 11 through 15 January, what type of schedule would we be running?
Colonel, I don't know. I really want to talk to the staff and look at the survey I sent out to them before we went away for break, because that was one of the questions on there. I haven't had a chance to look at the detail.
Okay. Bob, anything else, sir?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. We're once again in the dark. Maybe we're going to just put a... There we go. Thank you, Pat. All right. Very well. Reggie, yes, sir. All right. Guys, did you hear that? We have a motion. Support, I guess accept, thank you, word, accept the stand down plan for those days 19th, what,
22nd
January. I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second from Jim Berg. Further discussion on the motion that is before us. Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Wonderful. I hear it on the Zoom. Any opposed? Hearing none, any abstentions? Hearing none, passed. Wonderful. All right, guys. I think those were really the two items. I said we move along quickly. I think we're about there. So why don't I take this opportunity, right? Next board meeting, 26 January, once again, Zoom, and we'll be in the cafeteria. We've got, I'll send out, I think if I haven't sent out the minutes, the various minutes, I'll get those out. I'll send these minutes out as well. We'll prove the December and the these two December meetings at the January board. I wanted to tell you also some good news that there's been some progress on this opportunity for some additional funding from the Old Support Our Soldiers Foundation. This is a group my father was involved in, and I think may be lucky to get some money in the spring. Kind of had to reconstitute it since his passing, and had to kind of rebuild some stuff. So we made some additional money to support the building of tearing down the parking lot, tearing down the garage, and the farmhouse project. So hopefully in January we might have some money. Additionally, we also will be going forward with the both welfare and Longwood Foundation grants. Jim, I had made mention we'll be needing some support from you on budgets and stuff like that. And I think they are all due end of, I would say February. So we'll start putting stuff together in January. Thank you. All right, guys. I don't No, if I've got anything else, let me, as always, look around the room. Veg is clear. Commandant, any additional items?
Yes, sir.
Jim, on the phone, any additional items? Thank you, sir. All right, back to Zoom. Whip around the room. VW?
All good here.
Thank you. Katie?
All good.
Very well. Wonderful. Ms. Stacy?
Nothing, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Lovely.
Nothing. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you. Chris?
All good, sir.
Thank you. Hans?
All good. Happy New Year.
All right. Leslie?
All good. Happy New Year.
All right, guys. Wonderful. I think that's everybody. Very well. Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn? I got a motion. I got a second for Reggie. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Bye.
All right, guys, show us adjourned at 18, whatever. 18. Thanks, guys. Jim, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, my friend.